Waking up the city in South Cambridgeshire.
Breakfast with Neil and Linda.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's our delight to welcome to the studio this morning Donna Arderman from CamCrag, Cambridge Convoy Refugee Action Group. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. Now, you're in for a specific reason, but before we get onto that, tell us a little bit about CamCrag and what you get up to.
So, CamCrag is a group of volunteers locally. We started off about 2.5 years ago organising convoys to northern France to support refugees there. We've since grown and we continue to support northern France. A lot of people think that refugees aren't there anymore since the camps have closed.
But well, I was going to say, we went out there in March 2016 and we went at the point that the whole load of the Kurdish families had split away from the jungle and set up camp in this wood in Dunkirk, next to the garden centre and opposite a housing estate.
It was horrendous.
It was horrendous.
A sea of mud.
Yes. It was. And don't touch anything, is basically what we were told. Don't touch anything. If you do, wash your hands. And how you can try and support families under those conditions, it was just ridiculous. But as you said, that's all gone, isn't it? The jungle was dismantled. The people from the Dunkirk camp were moved to a new Médecins Sans Frontières camp just up the road, which then mysteriously burnt down a few weeks later, did it not? Where are these people now, then?
Well, some of them have moved on, some of them have claimed asylum, but quite a few are still there and in the same conditions but worse, because they're still sleeping in horrific conditions in the mud and in danger, but without the tents and without the community, they're sleeping rough wherever they can, often being moved on.
So we see this and it's cyclical, isn't it? Cyclical. We had it with Sangatte back in the 90s and then it all sort of seemed to go, that all got, there was huge steps by the British government at that point to get that disbanded, and the French government sort of under pressure seemed to dismantle that in the end, and then it went quiet, then up pops the jungle.
Yeah, but the thing is, going quiet just means it's gone completely chaotic.
Yes.
So and conditions have become unthinkably bad. So for instance, what are CamCrag doing now? Well, we still do our regular convoys. We send groups of people in cars with aid to northern France. We sort that in a warehouse and then that's distributed by charities there. But we also do special projects. So one of the projects we've done over the winter has been a group fundraise with other NGOs like CamCrag, we raised £26,700 to buy new boots for refugees. And those, our aim was 20k plus gift aid, and we got £26,700 for 1,000 pairs of waterproof boots. And that's because conditions are so bad. There's no shower facilities. People are walking around with shoes literally falling off their feet, and things you just wouldn't expect to see in this day and age, like trench foot and gangrene happening on the ground. So we're trying to prevent that.
I mean, in all that happened, at least when you had those camps, it meant that organisations like you could concentrate your efforts in one place, didn't it? You knew where the people were. You could concentrate resources. You must be like trying to herd cats.
It is unbelievably difficult, and unfortunately, the things that governments could do very, very well if they decided to do it, which would be to provide aid for people safely and well, it just doesn't exist. So we're mucking in and doing the best we can, really.
What's your prognosis for the short, medium, and long term on this one?
I couldn't say. All I can say is that when I think too much about it, then I remember volunteers for organisations like CamCrag and Winter Comfort, which we're going to talk about, and that's what gives me hope.
Yeah.
So imagine without all of these people actually putting themselves out to help these other people, it would be an absolute catastrophe. People would be dying.
And not being funny as well, we're in Cambridge. You know, it's 70-odd miles to the sea from here. France is actually quite a long way away. And it's amazing that people in Cambridge are turning their attention to something that actually they could quite easily ignore. If you just look left, you don't need to see it.
And people do care. We are one of many, many local groups that have sprung up because of this crisis. And there are groups in Aberdeen. There are groups in Edinburgh. There are groups, in
France as well, of course. The French are helping too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we work together. We share information. We work together. The Boots campaign was a campaign with over 20 groups coming together to do this.
It's great work. It's great work. And now you're turning your attention to homelessness in a wider way now, with Homelessness Sunday coming up, National Homelessness, World Homelessness Day.
I really wanted to talk about the big Cambridge Calais sleep out, which we're calling A Tale of Homelessness in Two Cities. And a lot of people when you say that you're working in the refugee crisis, they instantly, the first response is, well, you know, we should help our homeless here. But we actually do. Organisations like ours work closely with homeless organisations here in the UK. And we're doing a joint event, which is going to be on Homeless Sunday, the 28th of January. It's a sponsored sleep out where 10 to 20 of us are going to sleep out rough in rough conditions. And I know that sounds really terrible, but we choose to do it. It's going to be one night.
I was going to say, when you actually put it in that way, yeah, you're choosing to do it. It's one night. Okay, granted, you don't get to pick the weather, though, do you?
No, it's a bit daunting. It's a bit terrifying. But we get to do this in clean clothes. We get to do this in safe conditions. And we hope to be sent off by our friends. So that's the first ask. If anybody is interested in supporting us, please come by St. Giles Church. That's where we're holding the sleep out between 4 and 7 on Homeless Sunday. That's the 28th of January. And we're going to have some speeches, low-key. We're going to have some booths and some soup. And just a gentle, friendly send-off for our sleepers. And then the sleeping event will be a private event over the night. We'll post some pictures and show how miserable we are. And other ways to help out sponsoring us, and we're also going to have a booth of New Year's resolutions. So there'll be a booth to find out many, many different ways that you can help out combat homelessness in 2018. So we'll have a number of different suggestions and hope that people feel inspired to do something, whether it's tiny or big. But I think when you pool all of that together, it makes a huge difference.
I was going to say, it doesn't take much, does it, to get the ball rolling? It doesn't take much, just that small random acts of kindness that, oh, I could just chip in. It doesn't take much for that to build, does it?
Working with Cam Craig, that's absolutely what inspires me, is people come along and you ask, or they ask to do a very small thing, and then they do the most astounding things. It is quite amazing.
And to be clear, you're not looking for people to sleep out with you, you're looking for support. Is that right?
We would welcome anyone who wants to sleep out.
So you're looking for people to do that as well. So if you're interested in taking part in this, you can do that too.
Absolutely, that would be wonderful. Okay. So we'll have a capped number for safety reasons. We'll have a capped number of people who can
sleep. Is there an age range on that as well? You presume you don't want too young or too old?
No, there's not an age range. We won't have children. Yeah. It needs to be adults. But there's not a top age range, other than we won't do it unless we can do it safely. So we will cap it. We would love for further people to join us. And one of the things that's really fun, and again, it kind of shows the community spirit in Cambridge, is that already we have a wide range of people who have who have volunteered to do it. So we have Muslim people, we have Jewish people, we have Buddhists, we have Christians, we have humanists.
You're talking Cambridge, of course.
Yes, this is Cambridge.
This is Cambridge. We don't do it the same as, everyone goes, oh, these problems across. Yeah, we have our problems in Cambridge, but they're small compared to the rest. Cambridge is a great big city with a great big heart.
I think the volunteers who have already come forward demonstrate that this is a human problem.
Yes.
And it's very much a human response.
Lovely. All right. So, if people want to find out more, if they want to find out how they can actually get involved on the night, or if they want to support you, where's the first steps?
So, I think a internet search of the big Cambridge Calais sleep out should get you there. We've got a free Eventbrite tickets for the event. You can get to our My Donate site and sponsor people, or you can get to our website, which will tell you all about how to contact us if you want to sleep something else. I do want to point out that all proceeds will be split 50-50 between Winter Comfort and Cam Craig.
So there you are, these people who say, yeah, but you're helping people abroad, you're never helping people at home. Yes, you are. You're helping Winter Comfort right here in the city. And we all know the work that Winter Comfort do.
And this is in conjunction with the Cambridge Church's Homelessness Project.
Which, again, there you go. That's looking out for our own as well. Lovely. Well, Donna, it's been lovely to meet you. We'll stick this stuff out on Twitter as well and on Facebook. So if anyone wants it and you can't search it, just go to the... Give us a little while to do it, because I'll pass this to Mr. Clover, who's sitting in his chair now going, oh, cheers, Neil. Thanks for that. That's this morning's work done. I'll get Julian to get this up on Facebook and on Twitter. So just look up Cambridge 105 on Twitter and on Facebook. You'll find the details there by the end of the day, I'd hope. And we'll keep in touch on this one. So that's the Sunday, the 28th of January. So the end of the month. Plenty of time for people to get organised, clear the decks and make room to help you. And And we'll also have you in on, I think you're coming in on Drive on the run-up to that day during that week, just to let us know how preparations are going and give us the final. And then you'll come back and tell us, hopefully, how it all went as well.
Absolutely, we will. Thank you so much for
No, Donna, it's our pleasure, and well done to you, because, you know, Linda and I have both been out to Calais just fleetingly for one day, and that was enough to... I remember sitting in the car...
You've got to see this to actually understand the problem, I think.
I remember sitting in our car, in my car, in the car park of the garden centre when we got back, as a man was walking out with a trolley full of plants, and he'd just been into the garden centre and bought some. There's nothing wrong with that. He's perfectly entitled to. He's a Dunkirk resident. He's allowed to go to the garden centre and get his bags of compost and his plants and his pots. And he's just walking back to his car, and you and I had just walked round.
Yes.
Hell, basically. Hell but cold.
A few yards away.
A few yards away, just literally the other side of a fence. And I remember
the most bizarre thing I've ever seen.
And I remember saying to you, I will never moan about my life again.
I know.
And do you know what? Since that day, I never have. So there we are. Donna, it's been lovely to meet you. Thank you for all your work. It's great that Cambridge Convoy Refugee Action Group does so much good, and it's great that you're working with Winter Comfort here in Cambridge as well. We wish you well. Sunday the 28th of January. Keep us posted. That's Donna Ardman. If you want to find out more, as I say, keep your eye on the Cambridge 105 Facebook and Twitter feeds. We'll get that to you by the end of the day.